relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Should we have a little thing underneath that tells the people on YouTube what music we're using? Wouldn't it be fair? Because it's so fascistic that you don't get to hear the great John Carpenter score. Escape from New York, right? Yeah, Escape from New York. Good choice, Shad. It's Friday. It's Second Amendment Friday. Car Firearms is fighting for America. Car executives stand with America First. They're willing to put their brand's reputation on the line to stand for liberty. Please support our new Second Amendment sponsor, KAHR.com. I wear a 9mm car. Check them out. An amazing, amazing array of U.S. manufactured firearms. That's KAHR.com. Our first guest in our second hour, a good friend who we had in studio when he was just a Second Amendment superstar. Now, I love saying this, he is the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of North Carolina. Mark Robinson, welcome back to America First.
Hey, Dr. Gorka, it's good to be back.
I got to ask you this. You're the guy who stood up as a non-gun owner at a town hall meeting for the Second Amendment rights of all the people in North Carolina. It propelled you to internet stardom and then to the lieutenant governorship. We're so happy for you. We're going to talk about some news you made earlier in the week. But I have to ask you this. You've had some real jobs. You've been in the military. You've worked some real hardcore jobs, the kinds of jobs that built America. Is this the lightest job? I mean, Lieutenant Governor's got to be pretty lightweight, right? What are your hours like?
Well, you know, somebody asked me about that the other day, and I told him, I said, he asked me if I was working hard, and I said, well, depends on how you define working hard. I define working hard as going in, getting up at 5, being there at 6, getting off at 6 o'clock. And not halfway being able to walk to the car, then not being able to hold the steering wheel as you're driving home because your hands are so sore. That's what I call work.
That's real work. That's real work.
Yeah, that's what I'm used to. I don't really call this work per se in that way. And I won't say that it's hard work. It's certainly long hours, and there are a lot of things that we have to work through. Very mentally taxing, but, you know, I don't consider it to be a burden at all. I consider it to be an absolute privilege. Almost 3 million people in North Carolina went to the ballot and pushed the button for my name. So that gives me great confidence because it's a great honor, and I consider it a privilege. And everything that I do, I do it for that reason.
Well, we're so excited for you. We're so excited for North Carolina. Follow this guy right now at Mark Robinson, NC, the 35th Lieutenant Governor of the great state of North Carolina. Okay, so as part of your work now as Lieutenant Governor, you are a member of the State Board of Education, and that got you into the news. So explain to us what happened with this media outlet in your state, WRAL.com, and why you were forced to respond, Lieutenant Governor.
Okay, so the short story is that back in June of last year, they presented some social studies standards that the board agreed on. A few people objected, wanted some changes made, some very radical changes made to the standards that would set the stage for our curriculums across classrooms across North Carolina. They changed the standards, and they added some very radical, very leftist worded in it, changed the whole tone of the standards, and the, you know, the conservative members of the board are very dissatisfied with this because we understand exactly where it's going to lead to. Well, because we have objected so vehemently to these things, someone on the left, by the way, this guy is an eighth grade social studies teacher, decided to draw a cartoon where he depicted myself and the other GOP board members as Ku Klux Klansmen. Now, before I go any further, let me say this was done to myself and to one of the board members is a American Indian. She's a Native American, a Lumbee Indian, who actually, her parents actually had to fight the Klan, okay, had gun battles with the Klan down in Lumberton. And so she's very familiar with how terrible the Klan is. And they equated us with the Ku Klux Klan. And then, this is the part that really gets me. A major news outlet, not somebody on Facebook, not somebody on Twitter, not somebody sitting behind a computer at home, a major news outlet that prides itself on being fair and balanced and all those good things and calls themselves a professional news agency, had the unmitigated gall to publish that cartoon on the second day of Black History Month.
So I got to repeat these details. These are just absolutely unbelievable. On the second day, and for those who aren't aware, Mark Robinson is a Black American lieutenant governor, first Black lieutenant governor of North Carolina. He was depicted with his GOP colleagues, including somebody who is Native American, as wearing Klan robes in a cartoon for WRAL. A cartoon which, by the way, is not in the story that I'm reading, is written. I have the guy's name, Dennis Drahan, but it doesn't say he's an eighth grade teacher. That blows my mind. And here's the response. And here's the response. I have to read the response for the record. This is from the editor of WRAL. This is Seth Efron, the opinion editor. Editorial cartoons are creative and provocative, and they use hyperbole and satire. That's their excuse. Is that good enough for you?
Yeah. No, it's not, because that's not good enough for them. You see, they want to hold other people accountable for things they've said in the past. But they don't want to be held accountable for things they're saying right now in the present.
Yes.
They think it's good enough for them to be able to do it, but they don't think other folks should have. I can assure you that if somebody put that a cartoon of that tone about someone that they're in favor of in their own office, that person would probably be dismissed. And so when we talk about this cartoon, Dr. Gorka, I am not talking about holding WRAL to my standards. I'm holding WRAL to their own standards.
Yes.
If that cartoon is who they are, then good. They put it out. They've proven to us exactly who they are and what their intentions are.
So I want everybody just to remember, and you can use this with your friends, that the Ku Klux Klan was an offshoot of the Democrat political community. It was the armed wing of the Democrat politics in America, and organizations like the National Rifle Association were created in part to help freed slaves and free men to protect themselves from organizations like the KKK. Now the left is using that imagery against Black Americans, against Native Americans, and you're right, Lieutenant Governor. All we're doing is holding them to their own standards. I want to ask you this question because you have authenticity to answer it. Is this a nation? Is America a country of systemic racism?
Okay, let me answer that by saying this. In the past, there was slavery, a horrible racist institution. And it existed in this country. Yes, it did. We had Jim Crow, a horrible racist institution that existed in this country. We had, you know, our women were not allowed to exceed at the highest levels. And that was a horribly sexist, and that was horrible and sexist. All those things happened in our history, and we need to teach our children about those bad things. Because if we do not, we are teaching them an incomplete picture of our history. But here it is, the exceptional American system of government, our founding document, our constitution, our court of law, is how we overcame all of those things. We ended slavery with our constitution. We ended Jim Crow with our constitution. And we gave women suffrage with our Constitution. We beat back. We beat back racism every day in this country through our court system. The American system of government is not systematically racist, because our American system of government is what we have used to defeat racist institutions throughout history. So, yes, there have been racists and pockets of racism all across this nation. But our founding document, our Constitution, and our court of law, that grand American system of government, is what we use to defeat those things. And so I would say absolutely not. As it stands right now in this country, systematic racism is not a thing. We do not systematically commit bigotry against people in this nation. And I would challenge anybody on that point. We fight it at every turn that we see.
God bless you. We fight it with the Constitution. We're out of time, but I got to ask you, so people understand what a citizen politician looks like. You are the Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina. What was your last job before you took over?
2.5 years ago, I was working in a factory in High Point, North Carolina. Working in a factory and going to school full time.
God bless Mark Robinson. We need more of you. He is the definition of the kind of people and the attitude that built the greatest nation on God's earth. Follow him right now, Mark Robinson NC. Can't wait to see you in the swamp. I know it's the swamp, but we'll have fun in the studio. Have an amazing weekend. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. It's Friday. It's Ask Dr. G Anything Friday. It's Second Amendment Friday. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, stay on this channel and don't you dare touch that dial.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
Car Firearms is fighting for America. Car executives stand with America First. They're willing to put their brand's reputation on the line to stand for liberty. Please support our new Second Amendment sponsor, Car Firearms. I don't want to jinx it. We're working on a very special project with Car Firearms. It's being designed right now. That's it. Nothing else. We're not going to say anything else. But stay tuned. In the meantime, go to KAHR.com. Check out their amazing selection, KAHR.com. It's national security. It's foreign policy. It's Friday, which means Jim Carafano, Vice President of the Heritage Foundation, is in studio. A loyal in-studio guest every week. Follow him at JJ Carafano. So much to discuss. But we were talking about, you went into, what is this thing you call an office?
Office? Hey, I have to I have to confess.
What?
I took my private jet to get here.
But did you offset it?
There was no...
Not your $7 million yacht.
So for folks who don't know, the Heritage Foundation, by intention, is right on the foot of Capitol Hill.
Boom.
And that's because, you know, our job is to never let those people forget who they work for. But what that means is my office actually overlooks the Capitol. And I can see the Capitol building, the Senate office buildings, and the fence with the razor wire and the armed guards with machine guns, and I feel like I've just worked back to Checkpoint Charlie, and I'm looking at the Berlin Wall. It's
so you went into
depressing.
Work, and outside your window you see razor wire in D.C.
It's depressing. And the other thing is what's on the other side of the wire? Nothing.
Right.
Nobody on this. There's nobody downtown. There's nobody on the streets.
There's no purpose.
Poor 19-year-old kid wearing a uniform, you know, freezing in the wind. It's 30 degrees here, and he's like staring at. Well, I mean, what's he protecting them from?
But it's okay. The Daily Caller gave us the details. It's only cost $50 million so far.
No, it's like 400.
Sorry, 500.
No, 500 million.
You're right, 500
million dollars for what? And here's the thing is look, I'm not privy to any classified intelligence, but I know what they share with us, and I know it's publicly available, right? And, you know, we've had sustained organized violence in cities for months and months and months and months. We've had a data set here of one. We've had one. Now, granted, it was a horrible, terrible
incident. Let me ask you, because you have a sense of history. How many right-wing riots have we had, right-wing, in American history? Is there another one? I mean, right-wing. I'm not talking about whether...
No, I mean, yeah. I mean, well, it depends on what you mean by riots or violence or whatever. So
I don't talk about the KKK.
And first of all, take the word right wing off. You are wrong. take the word right wing off the table, because in my political universe, if you engage in political violence, you are not entitled to be called part of the American public square, part of American politics. American politics stops where you engage in public political violence. So the terms left wing and right wing, you know, terrorists or anarchists, that doesn't work for me. You are just wrong.
Yeah, I agree you're wrong, right. but I'm going to push back, because understanding what the people are saying and why they're doing it is crucial, because Maoist terrorism is different from jihadi.
And so Timothy McVeigh is, but you know, how many Timothy McVeighs have we had in our lifetime? And the answer is very, very few. But that gets to the point about, and you understand this because you're a professional, you've taught military history, you understand these things. You look at trend analysis, right? I mean, there's always going to be a one-off, and we have to recognize, you know, we can't childproof America and protect everybody against everything forever, right? And the Capitol, it's been attacked by, you know, Puerto Rican terrorists with guns, and it's been bombed, and Yahoo's with... So we've had the one-off where... And they're all wrong, don't get me wrong. But when you're starting to build a security infrastructure, you either deal with a specific threat that you know is coming...
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, the Capitol Police and the leadership totally screwed up.
Completely.
If they had looked at the intelligence and done the things that you would normally do, they would have forestalled and prevented that incident. It would never happen.
Yeah.
It's a completely preventable. I'm not condoning it. It's a completely preventable incident that should have never happened if they just did the normal job. Not even like a super. Forget Jack Ryan. Just the regular job. It would have worked.
Right.
But either you have specific evidence that somebody's coming, okay, or you would do what's called trend analysis.
Trend analysis.
You
say, what's likely?
What are the threats? Right. What are the vulnerabilities? Right. What are the risks? And then you plan for that. And as far as I can tell, from the people that Nancy Pelosi and everybody else are waiting for, that are going to destroy us and kill us in our sleep, we have a data set of one incident.
Yeah, right. And I've meant to say this for the last 48 hours, and you've reminded me, and I appreciate that. I'm going to be the one who does politics right now. I find it galling. I find it disgraceful. I find it beyond shameful that we have this politically exploited moment with Officer Sicknick's ashes being presented, being recognized in the Capitol by politicians who spent the last 11 months berating the police.
Defund the police.
I mean, God bless Brian Sicknick. And he deserves every honor as a law enforcement officer who died, you know, wearing his uniform, or, you know, shortly thereafter in hospital. We still don't know why, apart from a stroke. But the idea that Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and the rest are paying their respects after saying that the police are the bad guys, they're systematically racist, that they have to be defunded, there's hypocrisy, Jim, and then there's just outright wrong, isn't there? I mean, your dad was a cop.
Oh, look, don't even get me started.
And, why not?
And so this AOC fake story about that, right? And which she didn't even... But in the end, right, she never felt safe until she was escorted by police, right? They all... So this whole defund the police thing is fine until we need them. Or having the American military on our street makes us look like fascists unless we want them. But, you know, to your point, I mean, is this just... political theater? Is this, we need to scare Americans about everybody that doesn't vote like we did, and this is just part of that? I don't know. I hope not, because that's a terrible thing.
But isn't it really for you? I mean, because you're there, you're, you know, next to the wire. I can't even countenance if 2-3 months from now that wire is still there. It's just wrong, Jim.
I don't understand why it's. Maybe there's some intelligence I haven't seen or something, but it just. It looks silly.
And you mentioned there's a really great restaurant.
Oh, yeah. There's a restaurant called the Monocle that everybody goes to.
It's a legendary steakhouse.
Right, because it's right behind the Senate office building.
Right, between Union Station, Senate office building.
Yeah, actually, I mean, the family owned the building. It was actually eminent domain. The government took it over. But, like, the Congress said, no, we want our restaurant. So they leased the restaurant back to these guys. And you know, and everybody goes there for lunch because it's just right by... They're behind the wire.
So?
So nobody can get to their restaurant. It's just nutty. It's like, and they called and the architect of the Capitol said, when's our restaurant going to be up? They go, I don't know. It's like, he's got employees. He's got, So add to the list. Forget all the people that lost their job from Keystone Pipeline. All the poor guys in the Monocle.
At the Monocle.
Out of work. Hey, if we have time later, I have a movie trivia question for you that will blow your socks off.
I always hope he's going to bring something. And I never want to, you know, challenge fate. But there he is, 40 seconds left in the segment, and he says, I brought it. He always brings his A game. And people know, because people call him up and tell him, he loves it. They love it when he comes on our show. He's JJ Carafano on Twitter, preventing World War III one single tweet at a time. Vice President of the Conservative Mothership, the Heritage Foundation. Join today. Support those who are fighting for the founding principles of our republic. Heritage.org. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Carr Firearms.
The first foreign policy speech by the 46th President of the United States has been made. Who better to analyze it than our good buddy Vice President of the Heritage Foundation, Jim Carafano, by the way, who's just stolen all the best people from DHS to be his fellows, and also a guy called Pence, right?
Yeah, so visiting fellow. So Mike Pence joined Heritage as a distinguished visiting fellow. Chad Wolf, former Secretary of Homeland Security, Ken Cuccinelli, our brother-in-arms, who we love, Deputy yes. Secretary of Homeland Security, and Mark Morgan,
my
personal hero, all visiting fellows, and just great. Not look, it's not about having big names on a marquee, but these are the people that moved, got things done.
Incredible.
No, understand the problems, the challenges.
Built the wall.
The people that really have concrete knowledge and so much value and will suck up dry like a vampire. Will.
Okay. On another note, let's talk about Biden's first speech on foreign policy.
Yeah. So
how does it rate? How does it compare?
So two things really quick. One is, and thanks for asking that question, because leadership, knowing the history of this as you have is rhetoric and action, right? Nobody would remember JFK saying we're going to go to the moon if we hadn't gone to the moon, right?
Exactly.
So they go together and they're best when they fit together. And let's be honest, in the world in which we live, in which the bad guys could really care less what we say, what we do actually matters even more than what we say. Right. So if you look at Biden's speech, the first half is a lot about, I wave my finger at Putin. I wave my finger at the Chinese. I wave my finger at Burma. You know, I told Iran, you know, they don't care.
They're not the kind of regimes that care about finger wagging.
Right, and you actually haven't done anything yet. Right. So that's part of the speech kind of fell flat because he actually hasn't been tough on anybody yet.
Do you see tension between Blinken and the president? Because they don't seem to be talking on China. He seems to be more robust or not.
I suspect this administration will be okay on China and Asia. I think they'll be decent on Europe. I think they're going to be a disaster in the Middle East.
Yeah.
I worry about them losing Africa and Latin America to China. So there you go.
All right. Movie trivia. Let's talk about the important stuff.
No. The second half of the thing is the second half of the speech.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
The important things we really need to work on. And it's like climate change and gender issues. And I'm like, you're the head of China and you're listening to this speech, say, oh my God, how's this guy going to treat us? And he's talking about the really important issues. I mean, they got to be laughing.
Yeah.
But here's the thing is, if you, all the import, if it's just another punch list of liberal ideas, yeah. right?
Wish list.
And so it's very disappointing that, not that in your first speech, half of your first speech is about the really important stuff, which is just crap that liberals love and nobody else, you know, really cares about.
Sad. I think we can draw your own conclusions.
So,
yes.
How's your Japanese? Kaiju.
Isn't that something to do with Godzilla?
Strange means strange beast, and it's a category of film. And you're right. Probably the most famous kaiju film of all
Gojira.
Time. And the one that launched it all was Godzilla, right? Which is a Japanese
yes,
movie.
Yes, about then nuclear fallout.
Mothra and Rodan and everything else. And, of course, if what's really interesting is, you know, there was a Japanese film, and then the Americans bought the movie, and then they actually cut scenes in with an American so it would be more appealing to an American audience. And that actually wasn't the only film that they did that. They did it with some others. And of course, you know, now we've got like Godzilla versus Hong Kong. So this is a decades long of all kinds of wacky monsters with three
heads. The whole genre. Right.
So here's where they missed the boat. Where the film they should have made about the greatest monster of all time. Where's the Gorka?
Oh, that's good.
Right? Shouldn't that be a monster film? The Gorka?
The Gorka.
Is that just, remember Gorgon?
Can I do the voiceover for it?
Yes!
Can I?
Okay. Yeah, there should be a film. I don't even know what Gorka means, but there should be a film called The Gorka.
Gorka means small mountain.
Oh, see, that works.
Isn't perfect. That good? Isn't
yes.
that good?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so I get half of whatever you make off of this.
The other one, and this is when somebody designed a weapons package based on the AR-15 with three different calibers, and they wanted to sell it. And it was my idea, and they developed it. They came up with this. How does this one do? The Gorkinator. Not as good. But
no, I like the Gorka.
The Gorka.
I mean, I can just see you coming out of the, rising out of the sea. It's just terrifying.
South China Sea.
Oh,
thank you.
Man.
I take that vote of confidence. I take that as a compliment. He's Tim Carafano. I think we have to watch some kaiju this weekend. We have to watch the monster movies. Too much fun. Follow him, JJ Carafano. Support, join the Heritage Foundation. You won't regret it. Heritage.org. They're fighting for the things that make America great. This is America First with the Salem Radio Network. Live streaming on YouTube, available on Rumble, Instagram TV, Facebook, you name it. We're going to go to your calls. You've been waiting so long. Trina and Victor will be next. But please, if you're calling us, don't call us on a cell phone that's tied to one of those big cell phone carriers. They're not good, guys. Guess what? At the end of the month, when you pay your bill, they make donations to things like Planned Parenthood or even Democrat candidates or anti-Second Amendment organizations. Join the good guys. The only Christian conservative cell phone company rated number one. Yes, number one in customer service over all cell phone carriers. Get the best rates. Veterans, first responders get the very, very best discounts. Use my name. Go to 972-728-7468. Promo code GORKA on the dependable nationwide 4G LTE network with expanded coverage. PatriotMobile.com/GORKA. Their US-based service team can transfer your number as easily as you can imagine. They're experts at it. Don't wait any longer. And guess what? At the end of the month, what do? They contribute to causes you believe in. Culture of life, First Amendment, Second Amendment. They're good guys. Join the good guys today. PatriotMobile.com/GORKA. Call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-728-7468.
This is Second Amendment Friday on America First, brought to you by Carr Firearms.
Complacency is a weakness that patriots can't afford. For this reason, Carr Firearms is teaming up with America First in 2021. Carr believes Americans shouldn't be afraid to publicly stand up for our freedoms, that this is about more than being a gun enthusiast or hobbyist. This has become a very personal issue struggling for the very soul of our republic. Carr wants America First listeners to know that they are not afraid to publicly support our Second Amendment Friday programs. Check out their website, KAHR.com. That's KAHR.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. It's special when you get to get a legend on your show. If you say the name Wilson Combat or Bill Wilson amongst the cognoscenti of the gun world, there is a pause, there is a nod, and there is respect paid. And we've got him on the line. Mr. Wilson, welcome to America First.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to getting on your show.
Well, we are very excited about you joining us. And as I prepared for today's segment, I did a little bit of reading about you. And it's funny, you call yourself somebody who's infatuated with firearms. That's something I share with you. My father taught me to have respect for them. He spent his childhood fixing mechanical clocks during the war, making a bit of money fixing clocks in Budapest. He has a mechanical eye, or had a mechanical eye. That's something I inherited. And I find that that's something in your background. Tell us how you began your engineering life, if you will.
Well, I mean, going all the way back, I've always been interested in guns. I mean, that's been as far back as I can remember. That's been my main interest. And really the way I got into the whole firearms industry thing was started competition. And, you know, anytime you're competing, you always think, well, if I had better gear, I would do better. You know, when in reality, if you just trained harder, you would do better. But so anyway, you know, built a gun for myself and won a few matches, and a buddy says, build me a gun, and won a few. You know, he won some matches with it. Next thing I know, you know, I was in the gun business.
And is it true that you started off in the watchmaking business as well?
Yeah, my folks ran a jewelry store for 53 years. And, you know, they wanted me to take over the family business and all that. And I have less than zero interest in the jewelry business. I mean, to me, a reliable watch is all the only piece of jewelry that I have any interest in whatsoever. But my dad made a really poor choice of negotiation with me. He basically said, if you'll go to watchmaking school, I'll let you set up a little gun shop in one of my, you know, rental business buildings, you know, and you can come back from school, you know, on the weekend and, you know, dabble with your gun stuff. And so that's how I got to the watchmaking school and all that. It was kind of a deal that, you know, he thought I was, this whole gun fad was going to go away someday and I was going to, you know, take over the family business. Well, it didn't necessarily work out the way he had it planned.
No, it didn't, because Wilson Firearms have been setting the standard since the 1970s, especially when it comes to the classic warhorse or the perfected version of the 1911. So talk to us about what Wilson Combat does today and what you provide American customers with.
Well, kind of our primary specialty is firearms for home protection, tactical use, that sort of stuff. But we also do a lot of rifles for hunting purposes, too. But we've kind of morphed from a strictly 1911 company to now there's, you know, there's like our Exxon series of handguns, which kind of, they're kind of 1911-ish, but they're 1911s, you know, pistols. But like, especially right now in this current, you know, environment that we're in, you know, the craziness of the firearms industry, actually our rifle division is busier than the handgun side of the company. And so rifles are a huge percentage of our business now.
If you want to check out some of the finest handguns and rifles available today, write this down, wilsoncombat.com. You will not regret it, wilsoncombat.com. Let's talk about what you're witnessing today. What is happening in the market in general, and what is Wilson Combat witnessing?
Okay. I've been in this business now as Wilson Combat 41 years, and then as I alluded to before, the retail business for, you know, 3 or 4 years prior to that. And during all this time, I have never seen panic buying like we're seeing right now.
So even under Clinton, even under Obama?
This is like all of the previous ones all rolled into one. And all my colleagues that I visit with in the firearms industry, they're all saying the same thing. They've never, ever seen anything like this before.
And you say that the rifles are getting more of an interest. What are people interested in? Is it 223-556 rifles?
Primarily 5.56, but all calibers are popular right now. I mean, people are so desperate to get a gun that they will just buy almost anything right now, I think. I mean, it's the craziest times we've ever seen. I mean, you know, to put it in perspective, I mean, right now, our back orders right now are larger than our best previous year prior to 2020.
So just your back orders are bigger than a whole year's best results. Incredible. It's WilsonCombat.com. In the last few seconds we have with you, Mr. Wilson, what is your message to those who don't take seriously the threat to our Second Amendment rights?
Man, anybody that owns a gun or respects freedom, they've got to fight for our Second Amendment rights, because we're about to lose our First Amendment rights, looks like, by everybody being censored. So if we lose the Second Amendment too, I mean, we're just going to be, you know, slaves to all the, you know, powers to be, the deep state.
Very, very succinctly put. They're all connected. The First Amendment, the Second Amendment, our basic freedoms, and the threats upon them today. Well, we are honored to have had you on our show. Seriously, guys, if you know anything about guns, if you want to learn about guns and avail yourself of the finest, go today to WilsonCombat.com. God bless you, sir. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former Deputy Assistant to the President of the United States. This is America First, broadcasting across the nation to millions of listeners, live streaming on YouTube. If you want to get relief from everyday pain, you must check out ReliefFactor.com. I had a lower back pain issue that had plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor. 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, and that was 2 years ago. Tens of thousands of Americans are in the same boat with me, and are finding daily relief. Find out for yourself by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. Don't wait any longer. As the president said, what have you got to lose? I tell you what, only your pain. Find out today. Call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. You deserve to know if you could be the next success story. relieffactor.com.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
Car Firearms, fighting for America. Car executives stand with America First. They're willing to put their brand's reputation on the line and stand for liberty. Please support our new Second Amendment Friday sponsor, KAHR. That's car.com. I carry a 9mm car. You need to look at their incredible range of firearms. Built here in the USA, KAHR.com. All right, guys, you've been waiting so patiently. Thank you. Let's go to Alberta, Canada. Trina, line one.
Hi, Dr. G. I'm freezing my butt off up here. It's snowing like you wouldn't believe
well,
it.
Well, of course you are. You're in Canada. What did you expect? Sunbathing?
I live in the province that is the former home of the Keystone Pipeline.
Oh, my gosh. Are you involved in the energy business?
Yes, we do downhole drilling, which the pipeline doesn't affect us, but it kind of affects everybody in Canada.
Of course, it does. And this is every political stripe is angry, right?
Yeah, everybody is pissed.
Incredible. All right, why did you call us today?
Situation. Yeah, I just had a comment and a question for you. The first comment is about AOC. My thought on the whole lying issue with She was peril and almost died and everything else. Well, we all almost died. You know, 9/11 happened, but I was in Canada at the time, so I almost died. But anyway, her lies, as I know a lot of politicians lie, but when she lies like that, she also admitted that she was a victim of sexual assault. Well, the people that she said that to, she says, oh, I haven't told anybody, except for, like, you know, 30 billion people. It's detrimental because you can't believe her on any count she says now.
No, you can't.
Like, she lied about the Capitol. She lied about sexual assault. She lied about...
Hang on. We don't know she lied about being sexual assault. We know she lied about where she grew up.
Don't.
We knew she lied about... What?
You know, her credibility is shot.
Yeah, no, it's shot. Her credibility is shot. She lied about where she grew up. She lied about the children in cages and crying in front of the fence. She lied about being in the Capitol building as it was under assault. She has no credibility left. You're right.
Exactly, yeah. She's useless. But anyway, the question for you is, you always say you're the former consultant to President Trump. Why did you leave? I never found out why you left.
I always wonder why people ask me this. My resignation letter to the president, you can read the whole thing. When I left the White House, it was posted at Breitbart.com. And back then, I left because the anti-MAGA forces were in ascendance. H.R. McMaster and others were boxing out the original OG MAGA team. And I told the president, I can best serve you on the outside. He agreed, and here we are with a national radio show broadcasting to millions of listeners every single day. Read the letter. It's at Breitbart.com. I have no secrets. God bless, Trina. Stay on the line. We'll give you a signed copy of The War for America's Soul.